With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Wow, that was a peppy beginning.
I know.
We're kicking off
Saturday, so... Well, we're recording this on Saturday, so...
Saturday is for the boys. Saturday.
Yes, Saturday fun day. Two things that I will continue to do every single week for the rest of my life. One... post the video of Wendy Williams dancing, mm-hmm. and to every Saturday call it Saturday. But today's Monday, so.
Right. Happy Monday.
Oh, what a week it's been.
What a week. Yes. Honestly, I'm still recuperating from the Super Bowl.
It really feels like it's been 8 years since the Super Bowl.
That's true. I've just been watching it pretty much on loop.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, it's true. Nothing's really happened in between. Well, one thing, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, actually,
a lot of things have happened. Yeah.
but like, really?
A lot of things, yeah. Okay. You know what? I take that back. So what? How do you want to start this?
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, J-Lo, mm-hmm. legend.
J-Legend.
Did the Super Bowl halftime show. And we talked about it.
We did, yes, in an emergency broadcast, yes.
Yes, yeah. We were trying some new technology.
We were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I phoned in from my bathroom floor.
Yeah. Very Lindsay Lohan.
Very Trisha Paytas. Yeah. Yes, it was a mixture of that. Very successful. So now we'll be using that technology to talk to, I don't know, maybe.
Who wants to call in?
Who wants to dial
in? Are you, let me do a little promo here.
A jingle.
Are you a legend at home wanting to call in to Legends Only? Give us a... Well, no, I'm not getting out my
number. We don't have a phone number.
Yeah. DM us at legendsonly mm-hmm. _ pod if you are a legend looking for promo. And we'll decide if we want to give it to you.
And we already have one who's interested. We'll just say that. We'll just say that. Actually, two.
Who's the other one?
A song,
tell me later.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the second one.
Okay. Well, it's somebody that we already had in mind for the first podcast. So I'll just go back.
We need to get this episode over with then that you can tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's breaking news.
It's okay.
Okay, well, anyway.
Anyway.
So the point is that we can now call each other.
Yeah.
So if we, you know, whatever, that just happened. So thank you guys for listening and enjoying that new breaking technology. Speaking of technology... J-Lo, mm-hmm. I found the people who did the production design of the Super Bowl on Instagram.
Right.
And I posted their posts, and they're the ones who did the waterfall thing.
My favorite part, arguably.
Yeah. So if you don't, well, by the time this goes out, my Instagram stories will be expired, but...
You can put it on the Legends Only
story. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll put it on the Legends Only story.
Yeah. Available on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they showed the renderings for the part in Waiting for Tonight where it collapses into a waterfall. Yeah. Pretty cool.
And I loved that the one rendering was just like, it looked like those little doll figures that you get at like mm-hmm. a craft store. Like yes. It was so jank.
Yeah.
But then the end product was legendary.
Right.
So just a little motivational Monday for everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, she also made a little appearance.
She did.
Yeah.
She stopped by Fallon,
mm-hmm.
my
gigs.
Which
is where you work.
Yeah. I was standing in the hallway so I could get a glimpse of her. Stunning. I was like, oh. And you all know my J-Lo journey.
Right.
It's
you have had a journey with her.
You know, wasn't always a fan.
Right.
But like I had a change of mind mm-hmm. and things
got
right.
Not a moment too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you became a fan, she took off. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Basically, she got on a pole and I was like, oh my God, I stand.
Yeah. Yeah. So she came on to the show and she did a whole recap of the performance and she got emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was really crazy for her.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got teary-eyed.
She was adorable.
Also, my impact, I got them to talk about the video that Chris Appleton took where yes. she's like, whoop, 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 like flipping her
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, her like 6 second warm up hair yeah. toss, legend hair toss.
Mm-hmm. The meme that was like me getting ready mm-hmm. to sing in the shower in the yep. morning.
Me getting ready to announce the school announcements.
And so I like got on my computer and I was like, click, 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 this is going to be so good. And I like sent yep. it and I was like, can you please ask J-Lo this? And they did it.
They did. And then Jimmy did it and she did it. Mm-hmm. They like recreated it. Yeah. Very good.
That was
your impact.
Literally my impact.
Oh, God, so many moments.
Oh, legends. I like am actually a J-Lo stan now.
Deservedly so.
Yeah.
And things are just heating up for her at the end of the week, it was announced that she just signed a multi-year touring deal with Live Nation, which is really phenomenal, not only because it's like that means that tour is coming, but you just think about it, like age of 50, she just signs a multi-year touring deal, like hotter
Do
than
think
ever.
It's gonna be a residency?
No, I don't get that impression.
Okay.
I don't. I think because she could have just announced the residency as it was. I don't think you need to announce that it's Live Nation. I don't know. I don't think Live Nation.
I don't know how that all works.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I think she would have just been like coming to the Coliseum 2021.
Oh, right.
So I don't think that's that. I think this is a tour. I think it's my party tour too, or something of that nature. But the empire is growing.
We need the Waiting for Tonight tour.
We do. The Green Lasers tour. I just think this is going to be like, it's going to be an epic spectacle now because there's even more like demand after the Super Bowl, so it'll be even bigger. And the It's My Party Tour, as you know. Oh my God.
The hell was that?
Got an intruder.
What the hell was that? It's Mariah pounding.
That was
at
a Mariah
door.
Hater.
Right.
Insert that.
It's that girl being
that girl.
Like,
J-Lo can't sing. Yeah,
she's at my door.
And now we're on to J-Lo.
J-Lo all the way, baby.
Actually not yet. Look who's back. She's focused, she's enthusiastic, she's fanatical. She's the red carpet's craziest fan.
That scared me. Okay, anyway.
So she, what was I going to say? It's My Party Tour was last year. That was life-changing for me. Everyone, if you didn't see that, you have to see her this time. If the Super Bowl wasn't enough evidence, like you have to.
That's very pointed at me.
Yes, yes.
And
specifically you.
You've got a point, so.
I will never get over the opening montage of her, like, accomplishments. It was like, Anaconda, People's Most Beautiful magazine cover. I was shaking. Like, it's just not normal for a
Hypnotico.
Pop star. Hypnotico.
The Super Bowl halftime show.
It's going to be so good. I stand forever. I've really been just listening. And Shakira, too. Like, I don't want to take away from both of the ladies. Anyway,
I woke up the one day and I was like, because I just like have random thoughts in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes I tweet them, but I woke up and I was like, I can't believe Shakira just performed She-Wolf in 2020.
I know.
She like, isn't that it, iconic?
She kicked it off. It was gay rights. It was fighting for gay rights.
Like, Shakira performed She-Wolf in 2020. Mm-hmm. We got the Waiting for Tonight lasers and the Pussycat Dolls returned within the period of a week. Can you believe?
The mid-2000s all over again. Thank God.
Yeah, I know. If only it actually was.
I know.
But that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, but I do feel like something's in the air. Something is changing with the shape of pop culture.
Yeah, the girls are coming back.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are being annoying, but...
We'll talk about them.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
Speaking of J-Lo as well, and music and pop culture and things, and, you know, right. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
She has a new song with the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, yes. It's a song that exists already and apparently has like 300 million streams already on Spotify. So it's kind of already smashing. It's from, I think, the Bad Boys soundtrack, the latest Bad Boys movie, Ritmo, which samples Rhythm of the Night, legendary song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her version of it hasn't come out yet. I think she definitely posted a teaser.
What I was going to say was I didn't know the Black Eyed Peas were still together.
Yeah, they still do things without Fergie.
And I stan, if you look at my music history on like Last FM, I can't hide from it. I'm a Black Eyed Peas stan. It was our graduation, like whatever song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had nothing to do with that.
You know what? The Black Eyed Peas were there for you when no one else was.
Yeah.
So.
The end.
Oh, the END. That's right. Yeah. There was one good song I liked. Something about distance or miles or something. There's something. It's fine. It's very distant in my memory. But there was one. No, it was a hit. It was with Fergie. Oh, this is going to bother me now.
From the END.
Yeah, I think so. Meet Me Halfway.
Yeah. Will you meet me halfway? Meet me at the bottom line. Bop. I mean, the whole END is fantastic.
Yeah, it was a different time. That was the time of Commander, Kelly Rowland.
I have a very specific memory of this album. Would you like me to share it?
Oh, yep.
Everyone? Okay, so I know someone listening to this is going to be like, oh my God, I know what story you're about to tell. Hi, Taryn. I know you're listening. Have you met my friend Taryn yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so anyway, this is back in the day, my twink days, my 20s, whatever, you know, Black Eyed Peas, okay. Jersey. Scene is Point Pleasant, New Jersey. The END had just come out. We went to this bar. I'm drunk. And we went to get pizza at this place. And I stole an entire tub of Parmesan cheese from the pizza place because I really wanted Parmesan cheese. So we go back in the car. Taryn and my friend Jen are in the front seats. I get in the back. And I put the tub of Parmesan cheese in the seat next to me. And I put a seatbelt on it. And we were listening to the END in the car, and Taryn turns around, and she was like, did you just put a seatbelt on the Parmesan cheese? And there was a photo of a tub of Parmesan cheese in a seatbelt.
And
we were blasting the END.
Okay, so that's forever.
So it brings me back to that place in time.
The cheese and the END.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning, you in a car.
I didn't want it to fall over. I wanted the Parmesan cheese on my pizza, not all over the car.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have
If I find the photo,
memory.
I'll post it.
Please do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time hop.
Time.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to
Where
the future,
were we even?
Oh,
yeah, the future. J-Lo, Black Eyed Peas, Ritmo, remix, coming soon. Promised Friday night, did not deliver. That's fine.
Yeah.
This is a year of delays and leaks. And, you know, she's just following the trends now of promising things that are not coming out yet.
Well, no, what is coming out?
What?
A new book from Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's out. Yeah.
There we go. We're getting better with our segues this week.
And the book is called Open Book.
Oh, is that what you do with books?
That's what she said. She's like, I like it because there's a double meaning.
Oh, my
it's like it's an open book, but then like it also tells you to open the book.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Is it chicken or is it tuna?
You know what? She's got a brand. She's got a point.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I forgot that like that was such a part of that era was like the ditzy dumb blonde kind of shtick was such a thing. I don't, you know.
Stupid girls.
Yeah, right. And then Pink wrote a song and ended all of it.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Stand both.
Yeah, yeah. But She wrote a book called Open Book, which I hovered over the Amazon Buy Now button, but did not buy yet.
I don't like reading.
Well, there's an audiobook that she speaks.
Oh, yeah. I did listen to the snippet.
Right.
The snippet that we're going to talk about.
I wouldn't read it, but I would listen to her talk for 11 hours. That allegedly, that's how long it is.
See, I can't do audiobooks.
Oh, well, they're kind of like podcasts.
Yeah. But I can talk in a podcast.
I've never listened to a podcast, so I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know what those are. I fall asleep.
Exactly.
So if I listen to a YouTube video...
Oh.
Unless it's like Jaclyn Hill drama,
yeah,
I fall asleep.
Okay.
If I listen to an audiobook, I'm out.
Well,
a meditation, like a Calm app, daily calm,
yeah,
I'm out.
I wish I had that problem, but no. I think I will eventually listen to the audiobook of it in the background while I'm working or something. There's revelations aplenty.
Well, one of them.
Oh, specifically one of them.
Speaking of legends.
A very legends-only specific revelation. Yes, she very briefly... alludes to, well, directly references. Yeah. She references Brittany and Christina in the same breath.
And I would just take that bait and say I thought Brittany was the nicest girl, but maybe Christina didn't need to have her security clear an entire hallway of staff and talent just so she could walk through it alone.
Says that Brittany's nice.
Brittany's nice.
And that Legendina likes to have hallways cleared for her.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
well, wouldn't be the first time I heard that about her, first of all. I've definitely heard that story before.
I mean, we've talked about it, the Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
She was one of the first to call it out.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, Brittany can't sing like you, but she knows how to treat people with respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we appreciate all of our legends.
I love
and
a diva.
All of their quirks.
I stand the diva behavior, but it's not surprising to hear this. I wish she went, although, see, I got to buy the book. I need to know more about her thoughts on them. I don't know if she talked about them more, but.
Well, she tried to be like them.
She certainly did. That's how she basically launched. Well, she was a
I mean,
Christian.
Everyone tried to be Britney. Let's be real.
That was the whole point of that
and
era.
I stand every single person.
Oh, yeah. Willa,
Mandy, Jessica.
Willa, Mandy, Jessica.
That's an episode in of itself.
The other girls.
Oh. That sounds like a concept that. Almost happened.
Sure does.
The other girls. It's almost that would have been a season or something. I don't know. Let me just sip my coffee. Anyway, the forgotten concept.
Yeah. To be continued.
Yeah. TBD.
Yeah. She talks about Brittany, Christina, a lot about Nick Lachey, obviously newlyweds, which was very groundbreaking at the time.
Justice for What's Left of Me.
Yes.
That was a bop.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. Okay, can I confess?
Oh no.
I have one Nick Lachey album.
Okay.
Art.
Oh, there's more.
Album art. I don't know if there's more.
Okay.
But this specific one is in my Legends binder because I very much enjoy the typography in the album art. So
I'm here for the typography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
She, you know, it's... I can't really speak on it. I haven't read it yet or listened to it yet, but there's lots of revelations about heavier stuff in her life and also about like her music career. There's now the thing that does apply to us is there's six songs on it.
In the audiobook?
Mm-hmm. What? She recorded six songs.
And she put them in the book?
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, chapter one.
Let's
He's
get
like what? Does she start singing in the middle of an audiobook?
No, it's at the end of it. But like apparently she's gonna put it on streaming eventually. But there I listened to the snippets. It's all very out from under-y, sort of uplifting balladry slash yeah.
Can I take this opportunity to say something else? This whole episode, I'm just going to be a bulldozer and just destroy every conversation we're having.
Okay.
Does anyone else have
no.
the 7-Eleven exclusive EP with Jessica and Ashley, the Christmas songs?
Oh, I
that's
remember
a,
it.
That's like a Dora the Explorer is like, does anyone have that?
I can't say I do. As I maintain, as I did in the Britney podcast, I do not enjoy Jessica Simpson's music career, except for Right Round, that cover of Right Round, which was like blasphemous, but I stan it. Spin Me Round. And
what?
Yeah. That's
none of it.
Hmm.
And that, well, literally, the song I'm about to sing, your sweetest scent.
Yeah, like not with you. Oh. But a lot of it is like really ironic standing. Like
that's the album where someone photoshopped two ears on her. Do you know that fact?
No, I actually did.
Yeah. Someone, they like forgot, it's like two ears.
Yeah, I just don't, I never.
So you weren't a fan of all the girls who tried to be Britney?
No, I was. Oh, absolutely. Well, no,
clearly not.
Well, not her. Ashley, of course, but Ashley was the anti-Britney. Very edgy and punk rock. But Jessica's music just didn't hit it for me at all. Had way more time for Mandy, Willa Ford, Christina, you know.
That's a lie. You were not a Christina fan until Bionic.
That's true, but I did like Dirty and Fighter, obviously. I don't think you can go through adolescence without those songs.
Oh my God, Forbidden Fruit is so good too.
I mean, she was like a preacher's daughter. I mean, I won't go on. I won't go on. I'm very happy for her. She's like a billionaire now with her shoes.
Must be something in the water, or that you're a preacher's daughter. Don't fuck with Jessica.
God. No, I don't.
Oh, I gotta go.
I don't fuck with her music, but.
But you're gonna read her book, okay? Whatever.
Yeah, because I want to know about her life.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
I think the most hilarious thing, somebody pointed this out on Twitter, is that everyone's talking about everything in the book, but nobody is actually talking about the fact that she was a pop star or like, except like saying that the music was ever good.
Well, that's why I'm here. All the girls stepping out for a public.
Okay, a public affair. I definitely have time
Jessica
for.
Jessica Simpson's music career.
And I bought that personalized version of it. That was a song. That was a bop. That I have time for.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria in that video and all her friends. yeah, no, sorry.
Well, ready, set, go on to the next topic because clearly we're not going to get into a deep dive of Jessica Simpson's pop career on this episode.
I guess not.
Because it'll be very one-sided. No, the is there her EP with Ashley on here? No, because then I got put on Rejoice, which is spelled like Joyce, like my mother's name.
Well, I'll say that her live performance with Ashley that goes viral every now and then. That is a true Hollywood delight and an underrated classic.
Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, the live performance.
The Ashley note is so Ashley.
It's really good.
See? The taste jumped out. At least from mic number one. Anyway, Jessica Simpson, deep dive coming. You're going to have to find another podcast for that.
Yeah. I'll just binge the book and then I'll decide to get into the music.
Yeah.
Late life, J. Simpson stan.
From one legend to the next. Yeah.
Their names start with J.
Oh, there we go. One thing they have in common. Feedback.
They're both in control.
Yes, that was awful. Sorry. Janet Jackson will be on Fallon tonight.
Yeah. By the time you're listening, it's just a few hours away.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening on Monday
morning. Tune in. I'm not saying what's happening, so not happening here.
Confidential.
But
very exciting.
This is a place for legends. Okay.
Yeah, she said, I think she just said surprise on social.
She was like, hey.
Hey. Which is very her.
So while you're listening to this, I'm probably shaking and crying. Mm-hmm. So that's happening.
Yep. Janet on Fallon on Monday. I mean, you've had a lot of legends in a short amount of time.
I really have. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just announced BTS too.
Oh yeah. BTS is happening. Also I have to say, cause I've had a lot of experience with legends in like the past 6 weeks. Well, the past like 5 years of my life. Know who was really, really, really fucking nice and cool?
Who?
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot.
She was so funny. And I was like, okay, I kind of want to go out and have a beer with you.
You know what I liked is that I think it was last week she posted a picture of her dire Drag Race onesie outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And then she posted a picture in like a chic look and she was like, Rue, I got it right finally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, growth.
Yeah.
Like, I, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've talked to who works with her just over the moon compliments, just loves her, super down to earth, funny. I just watched her NICU tutorials video.
Oh, she I need did, to watch that yeah, still.
The personality jumps out. She's very, very cool, humble, funny.
I also liked her performance that she did on our show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that looked cool.
I honestly don't mind the album. I obviously love the PCD song, and I like a lot of the songs, and she's a great songwriter. Sledgehammer for Pussycat. Pussycat Fifth Harmony. Right now. I've already erased their name from my memory.
Sledgehammer. I know the dance.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't hard.
Oh, okay. Here I am thinking I'm like like J-Lo at the Super Bowl. I'm like, Sledgehammer. Speaking of Pulse, so I go up to Megan and I'm like, hey, or what? Cause like, I have to tell, you know, people like what they're doing and like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, she's like, I know you. And I was like, and I, oop, like oop. In my head, I'm like, oh my God, like, did I say something?
Yeah, what did you do to drag her?
Did I like say like a sarcastic joke? Cause you never know. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, like, I definitely don't think you do. Like, yeah. I'm nobody. And she's like, oh no, you look like, really familiar. I was like, oh no. I was, I was waiting for it. I was like, oh my God, like, is she going to say, did I tweet something? And she goes, oh, okay, well, and then she goes, well, nice to meet you. And I was like,
oh my God,
that
promo.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And I laughed and I was like, that was really funny.
That is funny.
And quick witted. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I love that for
that's
her.
That's that.
Yeah. Well, I think she got kind of a cornball rap for All About That Bass.
Yeah.
Like, and then it was like, she's uncool. Maybe this like next evolution of her, people will see her in a different light. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Into the bops lately. Into her bops. Not mad.
Well, know who's not going to be giving us any bops anytime soon?
Yep. Never. Literally never.
I'm trying to get better with our segues.
That's good.
You know, some of the girls are giving us bops and some of them never will ever again. So, I was just thinking of like a good throw to this. I just hear in my brain like breaking news, like blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, 24/7.
24/7 our night watch. Rihanna hates us. Confirmed.
Done with the Navy.
She's done with everyone.
She's stepping down as commander of the Navy. Kelly Rowland can take that.
Yep.
From here on out, she's our commander.
Oh.
But you know what? So she's been clapping back a little bit on Instagram,
which we love to see it.
We love to see it. I imagine it is annoying for her. She is the artiste. It can't just be us yelling at her every time for the album, even though she's kind of teasing. Well, teasing a lot lately. Over the weekend, she had a Fenty launch in New York City.
Which is like, how many are there?
That's...
Is this the lingerie or the makeup?
I think this is the clothing line. I think this is the Louis Vuitton brand clothing line. So,
oh, the Valentine's Day stuff?
Nope, that's Savage X Fenty lingerie.
Oh, I don't. I can't.
This is like her like outfits. I'm pretty sure.
I'm like, whatever. Just re-release Loud.
Right. So she showed up in like gorgeous orange, which not everyone can do. Not everyone has that ability. She looked amazing.
I look horrible in anything in the warm spectrum.
Right. You have to know your undertones. Mm-hmm. She can just wear anything. So she was on Entertainment Tonight, I want to say, and they asked her inevitably about the music. And she was just like, dot, 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 I think she said. Like, it's coming. You know, at this point, it's just like a joke.
Right. Like, she's going to just, honestly, and this would be iconic, if she just took a CD and just wrote R9 on Sharpie and just released it.
Honestly.
Just like threw it at someone and was like, bitch.
Right.
Here it is. Just like threw a CD on the floor.
If the album cover is just like R9 scribbled on a CD.
You know, that is kind of legendary.
Yeah.
I just came up. That was improv.
Yeah, that
like
was
an artist was just like, here, and just was like scribbled and was like.
I think Kanye did that with Yeezus, kind of. But like.
Just kidding.
Yeah, but I think we're getting to that point where like she can't even do anything without people just berating her about the album, which. Is kind of half her fault because she does love a teasing meme, but you know.
Well, I mean, hello, she's a fucking queen of pop.
Yeah, she should be queen of popping.
Don't be mad at people because like you make good music and they want more good music from you because that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Insert the like, we pay your bills. Yeah.
I am just appalled.
It sickens me. I woke up this morning. I was so in a rage about what they are doing and how they are not allowing information. We pay your spilled.
I love that clip.
It's really good.
We need a Legends Only soundboard.
We really do, to just hit the button.
Because, well, I mean, I kind of have one on my computer, but it would just be so much easier for me to like hit a button and be like,
high fashion, yeah. Editorial.
Was there anything high fashion editorial this week?
I mean, the Rihanna event, but otherwise, was there anything high fashion?
That needs to be a segment now.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is be.
It's like, give it up for my co-host. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. It's time for high fashion. Y'all just witnessed the birth of a new segment.
We have a new segment.
New segment.
High fashion.
High fashion editorial.
I'm trying to think of any.
High fashion editorial. I think I spelled that wrong. Whatever. I don't care. Great.
I don't think that I can think of anything this week that happened. Just the, I was still sharing the Super Bowl looks, the Versace looks.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
And this is out of order, mm-hmm. but it's fine. Jessica Simpson in that pink get up.
Yep. She made a point.
High fashion. Oh my God. Editorial. Jessica. You look amazing standing next to those dead trees. Yeah. She gets the high fashion editorial award for this week.
Yeah. She gets several Legends Only. Yeah. Congrats, Jess.
Yeah.
You can let your hair down. You can
Stream
say anything.
Sweetest Sin and Forbidden Fruit, even though Moomoo says that you shouldn't, I say you should.
Stream Push Your Tush.
Oh my God, that one's so bad.
I know it's bad. She has some terrible songs.
Push your tush.
Oh. Push your tush. Come and get it. The opening of that song, I like it haunts me because it came on, it would come on shuffle. It would like ring the cowbell.
Oh,
come
yeah.
and get it.
Oh, that is so bad. These boots are made for walking is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did what she had to do.
She did.
For that movie.
What she needed to do contractually. Yeah.
I don't even know what that movie was called.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard, right?
I don't know.
Was that it?
Queens of Pop.
Queens of Pop.
Someone make a remake.
Yeah, who would wear the Daisy Dukes?
Joanne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you wish that upon
Dukes
us?
Of, Dukes of Hazzard 2 featuring Joanne.
Joanne Trattoria.
Yeah.
Featuring, yeah. Speaking of, I know it's not on our list, but did you see there is a picture floating around?
No, I didn't because this is called Legends Only. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Whoop. Little monsters assemble.
I'm trying to get better about my jokes and my sarcasm.
Oh, because like it's too late for that.
I'm supposed to be like a mature adult now.
Right, I know.
But like, I like to have fun.
You like to have fun.
I'm kidding.
A still has been floating around on Twitter.
Is this the one you sent to the group text? Yes. Okay, yes, this is funny.
Of Miss Stephanie Germanotta in like a high pink pony and like metallic accents around her face. And people are saying this is still from a music video she shot 2 weeks ago. Maybe Stupid Love, maybe something else. Very anime hyper looking. But it's literally just Brooke Candy's look from the Grimes music video from 10 years ago. Like to a T.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, that's. I hope that's just one look.
I dream of Joanne.
I dream.
It looks like I dream of Jeannie.
So yes.
I dream of Joanne.
I dream of Joanne. We're just going to hope that that plays out differently because it literally just looks like the Grimes video so far. But, you know,
I haven't seen it.
Yep.
I have two more things I would like to say.
Okay.
I feel like that's all I'm doing this episode. It's just like random
you have a thought.
Stories. One second. I need to go get my brand new Wendy notebook. One second. Be right back. No, this is real. I have a real Wendy book. Let me get it. Doesn't read books, but... Okay, so speaking of Lady Gaga, on Tuesday, February 4th, Wendy Williams called Lady Gaga Stephanie Germanotta.
Now about Gaga, my Stephanie Germanotta.
That's true.
It is. I have it at the 2-minute mark.
And they also, during that fucking celebrity hot looks segment 2 days ago, the first person was Dua Lipa, and they were like, so how are we going to get this blue Dua Lipa look? It was her guest who said it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's wrong with these people on the Wendy Williams show? They cannot say it.
My new thing has been watching the full episodes of Wendy.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Because
they upload the full episodes. Yeah, yeah.
So that happened. And then I also, which I don't remember, well, I wrote down she said, she's an icon, but nobody's thinking about her.
Wait, who did she say that about?
Can't recall.
Okay.
But I just have that written down.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time. So
I started a notebook of all Wendy quotes.
See? I mean, honestly, you can, yeah.
It's my Wendy book.
That will be helpful for her.
Yeah. You know, that will be worth something one day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in like year 3000, people will be like, oh my God, here's the Bible. And then here's T. Kyle's Wendy book. You know, same same impact.
Similar.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have R9, Nothing's Happening, Stupid Love, Dead in the Water, who knows? And then we have two releases I think we'll talk about in particular.
Yeah.
Of New Music
Well, speaking
Friday.
Of being dead and in water, that was bad. Basically, insert the audio of Snooki. It's like T. Kyle's brain coming up with a joke.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be so bad.
It's going to be so bad.
Speaking of dead and in water, what is that going to?
Well, I was just saying this song just kind of fell dead in my heart.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So Carly Rae Jepsen.
We stan.
We do stan. In fact, we have a whole episode dedicated to emotion.
Yeah.
Available on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Which just would like to say here, again, shout out to our patron legend. Oh, I say it all wrong every single time.
Yeah, our
Patreon Legends Only fans.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for subscribing and supporting this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We promise we will have some bonus stuff to you very soon, which I might make you record something after this.
Okay.
We could do a something more personal update to our lives.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you think they'll like that?
I'd have no idea.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
You know? Because we need to give it's been...
It's been a while.
It's been a journey for both of us in the past month.
Sure has.
So if you want to hear about that, go to patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah. I'm just finding out about it myself.
Yeah, right?
So back to New Music Friday.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen, usually Carly Rae Jepsen legend.
Carly, you know, Slay.
Carly
Jepsen.
Slay Jepsen. Yeah, she just flopped out a song that... Really?
Sorry, I was trying to get a sip of my coffee.
It was called Let's Be Friends, and it could have been called Let's Save It in the Drafts, because...
Oh my God, that's such a good song title.
Honestly, somebody else can take that. Just giving out free ideas to singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
Carrie Hilson, write that song.
It could be like a...
But...
Like Let's Get Lost, mm-hmm. but...
Let's save this one in the drafts, sis.
Yeah. Let's save this one in the drafts.
Yeah, so of the 200 songs that she wrote for Dedicated and the 250 songs she wrote for Emotion, she decided to put this one out, which is not awful, but it is just fine.
Know what kills it for me?
What?
The spoken word.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Kind of like the Kesha song that I really like.
Yeah.
That has that annoying that spoken word at the mm-hmm. beginning. It's not as, I don't.
Yeah. She wanted to give us a anti-Valentine's Day song, which... Sure, but you know what? She has a whole album called Disco Sweat that went unreleased, allegedly. It's like, why don't you give us one of those? How about that? It's not that it's not a dance song. I don't care so much about that. It's just like not... It's not...
Is it the same girl who voices the boy problems?
Oh.
Just leave or stay?
It might be. Unfortunately, it's just fine.
Yeah. Is it just fine?
It might even be less than fine.
It's okay, though, because, like, you know, everyone flops.
Everybody flops sometimes. That's what they say.
Everybody flops. Sometimes more than others. I'm releasing my next album, my first album, next week.
Called Everybody Flops.
Yeah. Featuring our new theme song and Everybody Flops.
Oh, that'll probably do well.
Someone did DM me and say that I did a really good job with our fake possible theme song.
You did. So I think that's actually going to come to light soon.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. Right. The second verse.
Mm-hmm. Now that me and Meghan Trainor are friends,
right.
I'll ask for her help.
That's right. More on New Music Friday. Actually, you had a album that you can speak to.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get to the like main event mm-hmm. of the New Music Friday. Yes. So, Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Oh, yeah. Moomoo's is going to take a break for a second here.
I'm going to make some tea.
So there is a new album by Galantis out, which is really good. We stan. Well, I do.
I do too. Yeah.
Okay.
I once actually got in trouble with them. That's a fun fact.
Well, this is a place for stories.
For getting yelled at by legends. Yeah. So Galantis is made up of two people, and one of them is Christian Carlson, otherwise known as one half of Bloodshy and Avant. It's
yeah,
Bloodshy.
Talent, taste.
And when I was writing about their first album, I did like kind of a long form piece for Pop Crush about the fact that they don't write features on any of their songs. Like, it doesn't say featuring so-and-so, and it doesn't say it in the liner notes or anything, at least at the time. And I wrote this whole thing where I was mad because I was like, why? I found out, like, for instance, Kathy Dennis of Toxic fame, like, sings on like five of the songs, but you know,
which one? I can look it up later.
Yeah, she does. She does at least five of them on the new one too, but they manipulate the voices so that they're like sort of super not even human, which is, that's not a criticism.
Yeah. No,
but like, that's part of the art of it. Mm-hmm. But so I wrote this long thing about like, why are they not giving credit to their songwriters and stuff like that? And it was like kind of bitchy. And I get a call from Christian Carlson. He just got off set in Japan. I'm literally outside in, after dinner. And he's like, just want to let you know, like, that's not an intentional thing that we're doing to like hide anybody. We're not hiding anything. Like, the songwriters all agree to it. Like, this is our, you know, like, basically, like, this is like how the Galantis thing works, is like, we're, it's kind of like a mystery project, or just like a, it's not meant to put focus on like the people who are contributing so
right,
much.
Well, I mean, even their whole thing is kind of mystery,
right? Like, it's like that like bird situation,
yeah, like
creature
bird owl
thing.
Cat.
He wasn't like angry or anything. He was just like trying to explain that it wasn't meant to purposely hide anyone. He was like, obviously we can send you information about like who's credited to this songs and stuff, but like, we don't, it's not like meant to be a featuring this, that on all the song titles. And I'm being yelled at by the
Joy,
half of
being like, they're hiding information. We pay your bills.
I'm being yelled at by one half of Radar.
How
right
did
now.
They get your number?
I would love to know that, but I think it's because, well, first of all, it's in my email signature. And then I had, you know, I was already working with the Galantis like PR people. So I feel like that was passed along.
Siri, call Moomoo's.
Call Moomoo's. Like, can you imagine getting off of, he was probably at like Ultra Tokyo. He like gets off and he's like, I need to call Moomoo's right now. I was like, why are you even talking to me? But,
I don't have Siri, do you?
No.
Oh, damn it. That would be so funny for like a sound bite. Should I install Siri right now to see what she says about Moomoo's? Wait, one second.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how do I install this?
Well, doesn't it like...
Now is it going to listen to me all the time?
Yeah. Well, now your information's going.
This better
to the government.
Be worth it. Hey, Siri.
I'm listening.
Oh. Who is Moomoo's?
Was in Greek mythology the personification of satire and mockery, two stories about a figure among Aesop's fables.
Honestly,
iconic.
T. Satire and mockery. I kind of, yeah. There's facts.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's my relationship with Galantis. I've always been like kind of nervous to even write about them again as a result. I don't think I was doing any, I don't think it's really wrong to be like, why don't you publicize the fact that like fucking Kathy Dennis is on your records and stuff.
No, it kind of makes sense, but like, also their thing is like,
yeah,
their shtick is that they are kind of
anon.
Yeah,
anon EDM. But you know,
Rena,
obviously,
why you send me all this anon hate? Do you remember that episode of Necky Minaj?
Yes, I do.
Well, you should revisit your Galantis stand-up.
Yes,
because their new album Church, which just came out, not sponsored. Mm-hmm. I really love the song Never Felt a Love Like This. The beat drop is amazing. Can't relate to the lyrics, but bop. Also, there's a song called Stella. So good. And then Faith with Dolly Parton.
Oh, right. That one I had heard because that came out a while ago.
Yeah, like the auto-tune jumped out, but like we stan. Well, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I also think I like Holy Water. It's really good.
I'm revisiting.
Get it? Like Holy Water, uh-huh. And like Church.
Like Madonna. Yeah. Okay. I totally see where this, why I got called. So I tweeted in 2015. I was like, producers who don't credit the singers of your songs with featuring. Why? This is Galanta Shade, by the way, tagging them.
Oh.
Album is incredible, but who would know Kathy Dennis of Toxic Fame sang some of these songs? And then I wrote, the actual absurd response from Galantis' rep when I asked, they said, no vocal credits on these. The sound is pure Galantis. Credit should go to Christian Carlson and Linus of Mike Snow. Mike Snow. But I think it's Mike. But so I got like mad that that's a shitty response, actually, from the rep to be like, no credits on these. The sound is pure Galantis. It's like, no, like, legends are on your songs. You should. I kicked up a little stir on Twitter. I see all the like retweets and people being like, this is bullshit. So I think they called it to like calm down my voice.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm canceled. Well, I don't, fuck that. I don't feel bad at all.
You were vouching for,
that was fighting for gay rights
before Taylor was.
Honestly, I should be in Miss Americana.
Well, I was joking, but like,
there's a part of, yeah, my scene was cut from Miss Americana, yeah, where I was like, and the Galantis album too.
Yeah. Kathy Dennis was uncredited.
Yeah. It's crazy to me still, but like,
well, did Heidi Montag credit Kathy Dennis on Superficial?
Sure did.
She sure did. So
let's see, Galantis, your move.
That's why Heidi Montag gets her own episode.
That's right.
And y'all don't. Well, I would.
You could.
But like,
anyway,
2015 was such a good year for music.
It actually, yeah, it was
Ellie,
a fun year.
Galantis, Tom Steiner.
You know,
it was a fun year.
All the hits. But yeah, so that's
Cascade. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. It's 2020 now. We're old.
Right. So that was that album. And then for me, my like new music Friday, besides the main one, is get into the new Ali and AJ called Attack of Panic, which is also what I had when I was in LA. I love everything Ali and AJ have done, both pre like Disney World stuff and also now their cool indie vibe. I just like cool electro 80s Tegan and Sarah meets, I don't know, synth poppy goodness. It's good. It's like dark electro pop, and it's about, you know, like having an attack of panic. So an anxiety anthem for all the ones who can relate out there. And yeah, that's my contribution to New Music Friday.
I saw Ali and AJ at Six Flags once.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Were they, that was a potential breakup song.
It was them and Ashley Parker Angel.
Wow. Talk about a legends only affair.
And we filmed, and like I was recording it, and this mom like barged the stage and she tried to fight everyone. I have the video somewhere on my YouTube. It's private now, but
wow.
Yeah. You know, she bum rushed the stage and was like, my daughter was supposed to meet them. They're fucking kicking me out. It was like literally like
you and
Six Flags and like this little amphitheater that was like fit 50 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I guess we should get on to the main event, of course. We've only been teasing this for 4 months.
Three, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still a lot. That is React by the Pussycat Doll. Well, Nicole.
Yeah, it's by Nicole.
It's by Nicole. There
Nicole!
Was... There was such debate in like the Pop Justice forums and on Twitter of like, no, I can hear if you like turn up the background frequency. Like that's Ashley and Jessica. And I'm like,
if you listen with headphones, you can hear Carmeet.
Like, sweeties, if you have to do some detective work to find out if they're singing, maybe that's not enough. Yes. Unfortunately, there was a bit of backlash from the beginning from like some of the stans who really thought that this was going to be the song where they all chimed in. Not yet. You know, I know they posted pictures in the studio. I don't know what they were doing there because they're not on this song. But that's fine.
Yeah.
This was a Nicole
Anyone
song.
Can take a picture in front of a microphone. Doesn't mean that it's on. I'll let you take with that whatever you would like from it.
But I've heard loud rumblings that this won't be the only song that they're doing recording. And they have said that they're going to sing. We'll see about that.
A lot of people say that.
A lot of people say that.
I say that.
Some people get the final word, and maybe that dream doesn't come true.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so we have... Did the other girls get a chance to shine? No. Vocally, no. That's fine. I mean, I've always been fine with that for the Pussycat Dolls. It is getting weird, like, because they seem to be suggesting they would sing this time. It is getting a little, like, awkward. I mean, certainly all the comments from the general public are like, wow, those are just, like... accessories to Nicole.
Okay, let me just say something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get where it's coming from.
What? The criticism?
We talked about this.
Yeah, it was always that.
It was always Nicole. That. Like, I don't understand why people care.
Well,
if they don't care,
then why shouldn't we care?
Right.
If they do care, then it's kind of weird. But
if they cared, they wouldn't have done the reunion.
Yeah.
If they were like, I'm not doing this unless I like.
Yeah. So React comes out, and then the video follows at like 10 a.m.
Well, let's talk about the rollout.
Okay. Yeah, the rollout.
So I have a theory. I think they waited until their feature came out on Meghan Trainor's album.
Mm-hmm.
The rollout was sloppy. It leaked on SoundCloud.
The demo leaked, which wasn't much of a demo.
The original cover leaked.
Yep.
It was very Pepsi looking. Very. Which we already talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, whatever.
You know, it was a sloppy, sloppy leak all the way to the end. And I think we might differ on this point. We can talk about the actual song.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue, and I know I'm not alone in this, with the full second pause at the end of the second chorus and the last chorus. I get what they're doing. I know it's supposed to be for dramatic effect, but it literally gives me DJ PTSD of accidentally hitting the space bar and stopping a song really quick and then hitting it fast again. Like, it literally sounds like an accident.
Right.
It just, there should have been like a little like, like a filler noise or something to like whoosh it back in or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
it's literally just dead space.
It literally is dead space. And in the video, they don't really like address it. Like, they don't make it like a thing. I understand that it's a pause for dramatic effect. But
it only
like,
works once in the video.
Yes. You're right.
Which we'll talk about.
Yeah. It doesn't kill the song for me. I still like the song.
It was confusing at first listen.
But it literally, if you're kind of not paying attention, you could think that the song just ended really quick.
Right,
it's
or
very
it's a
strange.
Skip or something.
Yes, it's, you know, obviously it brought back feelings of Alien, and you have like those flashbacks and night terrors. But
stars in the sky, my home.
Yeah, if you're wondering what the skips are, actually, somebody like replied to me, being shady on Twitter about the audio engineer with a clip of like the audio where it literally just dies, and you can see that the audio levels are just dead. Like, it's not, you can listen to that and hear it if you don't hear it on the song. But that's like nitpicky, but it's all these like regulars and locals like being like, why is there a glitch in the song?
Yeah.
So I know it's not just me being like nitpicky. People are like, it doesn't kill the song for me. It's just like, all right.
It was just a weird first listen.
It was.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. I do think there's something off about the mix in general, though. I feel like there's something scratchy at the top. I don't know. I don't feel like it's that crisp of a production. I like the production of the song, but I feel like there's something off about it.
Mm.
The mix of it. I don't know. Anyway, we still stand. Personally, I'd give it like a B+.
Okay.
It doesn't quite get there for me. And
right.
As Lee Dawson edited of the king of the Drag Race recaps and stuff, he edited in the donchas from the live performance.
Wait, is it on?
On his like account.
Oh my God.
He like edited it in, and it's just so much better with that.
Well, yeah, it's.
I mean, we have like live.
Which just goes to show how good the performance was live from X Factor, because that sticks.
Yes.
And I just say it to myself when I'm like listening to the song.
Yeah, so yeah, he did a version with no skips and donchas added in, and it's just like, it's much, it makes that much difference.
Okay, we'll retweet that.
Yes.
From Legends Only.
Yes. But I know, obviously, you stan.
Oh, I am obsessed.
Yes. I mean, I love it. I could maybe love it more.
I do think, though, that the long pause in like releasing it made the hype difficult.
Well, this goes back to what we've always said.
Oh, what's that?
Hype kills things.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, luckily for this, it didn't kill it.
No.
But like,
it literally, it's still number 3 as far as I checked on iTunes walking here, number 7 on YouTube trending, which is difficult to get. 3 million views.
Difficult to get.
3 million views already.
It should have just released the night they did X Factor, honestly.
Yes. I think we wouldn't even care about the nitpicky of things at all. But because the demo leaked, then we were like, there's a glitch in there. I hope that they fix it in the final version. And they never did. That was a weird thing. This is the problem with hype. It's like, although like I lived for every teaser picture of the video and stuff,
it was messy.
It was messy.
We can objectively be fair and say that.
Yeah. we still stand, and like this is the kind of pop that doesn't get made in 2020. So we we appreciate the girls. Should we move on to the video of it?
Yes, we should discuss the video.
Now,
high fashion editorial, Nicole. Carmi, Ashley, Jessica.
Oh, we have to stand. They all look incredible.
It is fucking A-plus video.
I think they look absolutely fantastic. I would have liked, I'm just being nitpicky at this point, I would have loved the drama of the opening of their performance. And I don't mean necessarily like each one coming up, but like maybe a walk into the warehouse, a strut, right. You know?
Because almost like they're because for us, we know they came back because we watched the X Factor and blah,
but like,
blah.
Can we have a reintroduction moment?
Right. Like all the locals who don't listen to Legends Only.
Uh-huh. They might not know.
Who? Yeah. Oh, they're back?
Yeah.
It needed like a one girl, second, third, fourth.
Even
Nicole.
If they did, it would cost $0 to have a spotlight on each girl again, like as an, oh my God, I'm thinking about it. Like a dark warehouse and just
like they just flick the lights on in the dressing room.
They're like, whew, let's go, girls. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just needed a little drama that, because I felt like, not to make a sexual term, but it was like all climax, no foreplay. Cause there was no like, you literally were just like immediately in the like splits in soaking wet form in 10 seconds.
Right. Like they're just back.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do. That's, it's so fierce. And she looks.
It needed a Spice Girls reunion tour.
Totally.
Intro.
Totally. This is just being nitpicky. Like I just would have loved the drama, but obviously those setups are so fierce. And as I kept saying about like this performance and the song and everything, like it was better than it should have been. Like this shouldn't be happening in 2020.
Right.
So it's a gift that it's even happening.
Mm-hmm. And a very simple concept.
Yes.
And executed flawlessly.
Yes. They took the chair from React performance and they were like, let's just set it on fire and
elevator
even
promo.
More. Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Elevator? I immediately thought, I was like, oh my God, elevator,
justice for elevator moment.
But it's literally all it is. It's like a factory elevator.
Yeah.
That's just like, okay, let me go. And now we're on fire.
Yeah.
And then we got to put the fire out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
simple.
They're firefighters.
Yeah. And Nicole with her Doncha hoodie buttons homage.
Beautiful. Just that is an iconic fashion moment.
Mm-hmm. But like updated to kind of like an Ariana-esque, like more mod.
Definitely.
Yeezy.
Yes.
What's this thing called? Fashion thing called?
Yeah. Yeezy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, like very with the time.
Right.
But the classic like hoodie up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And all the looks were very like that kind
modern.
Of like modern, super sleek. And we got at least two very eye-popping moves. We get the, in unison, the back roll into vagina split. Mm-hmm. Like, that one is very in your face. And then Nicole does a crazy split also. She slammed it down so many times. I really felt for her.
Someone tweeted, just before we go off of that one move, move you're talking about, it was like gays in WeHo at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's very offering of the whole.
Yeah.
It's very... very that.
I can't even run a mile, so the fact that they could twist like that, like, go, bitch, work.
I love it even more now that we're like 10, 15 years past when they were first debuted. It's like even hotter, for sure. Yeah, it's obviously the Nicole show. It's very her front and center.
Nicole looks 16 in this video.
She looks sick.
And you guys know I'm not like the biggest Nicole Scherzinger fan, like Justice for Wet and like Don't Hold Your
this
Breath.
This was certainly wet promo.
But like she looks four.
She looks four. Hopefully she was not four.
Like Skinny Legend looks stunning. The hair. Like, I mean, they all look so
fucking
good.
That's the thing is like I really felt like all of them just because it's not always easy. Like not all the boy band members age gracefully. Certainly not.
True.
So the fact that all of them are really us, the fact that they are just so snatched all together, they're doing it. This is really such a moment for like not 20 somethings like killing it. Like J-Lo, Pussycat Dolls, like these are more mature girls now at this point. And it's like, I mean, they're running circles around the new girls, in my opinion.
Yes.
Literally physically running. So I love that.
Someone tweeted, I think after the Super Bowl was like, It's almost like we should let women over 40 like do everything.
Which I exactly.
And I'm like, she's got a point.
Round of applause for that. I mean, as somebody who like predominantly spends my time with like Madonna, Janet, Kylie, and all those women, it's like, yes, thank you. Hello. These mm-hmm. are, let's still show them how it's done. Because yeah. they still are.
I mean, like Billie's killing it.
Oh, yes. But it's like, it's in their own way. Like this yes. generation feels so vastly different from like a Pussycat Dolls moment.
Right.
Like, I'm just very proud of them.
And I have to shout out the final look in the video.
Oh,
the
yeah.
skin tight.
Yeah.
Almost sheer, mm-hmm. like skin tone outfit yeah. is the best totally. Look in the whole video.
Yes.
And then sure. that one shot of like that when their legs are spread yep. and then in the water. Mm-hmm. It is like a modern, dirty Christina.
Yes, very dirty scene.
Pussycat Dolls, Flashdance. Mm-hmm.
That'll be a really good, like, I mean, that's going to go off in the gay bars everywhere, like that video. That'll be good to have on the TVs everywhere.
When I say jump, you just say how high. High. High editorial.
Editorial fashion.
I was literally shaking watching this video at my desk.
Yeah, it was really good. It was just the proof that like they put in so many hours. So I'm really proud of them. And now they're, I mean, they are going to, they're about to hit the road. They're going to do, I think it starts in April or May. They're going to
yeah,
do
April.
Yep. UK at least. I'm hearing rumblings. Nicole just said there will be US dates in a recent interview.
Which
she better not be lying.
If she's lying, I'm never streaming. Don't hold your breath ever again. I'm going to go into Spotify and I'm going to hit mute artist. Should I tweet her that?
That's what she did for the other.
At Nicole Scherzi.
For the other four girls on
you
React.
Lied.
She hit mute.
Oh, right. The audio engineer putting the yeah. master of React together.
Do you know what I also said to my friend? You know what that pause is in the chorus? Is the place where Melody was supposed to yell, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's like.
Can we talk about Melody for a second?
Oh, what about her?
Can I say something and just be like really honest
uncouth?
Here?
Uncouth? What?
How embarrassing for her that she's not a part of this.
I know. I feel bad for her. Like, I think, I don't think they thought this was going to be what it was.
Right. Like, it is fucking amazing.
They're on Times Square billboards. They're number one on iTunes, like, on several countries. I think she did not think it was going to be this clean.
No, she probably thought they were going to flop. It yeah. doesn't be embarrassing. And
yeah, I feel embarrassed for her, too, because I think she really, I know that she wanted to sing. So she might have just been standing her ground. She
react.
Exactly.
They could have thrown her in there.
That is literally what the gap is for in the song.
Yeah.
For her to be like, hey. And Nicole.
She could have done like the, don't ya.
Nicole to side eye her during that part.
Yeah.
She made her choice. And maybe she doesn't regret it because she wants to be that lead singer.
Power of Five needs one more girl to sing live.
Well, then bring in some of the other ones that they had in the interim. They had like seven girls that they like traded. Bring in Asia from The Search for the Next Pussycat Doll. She mm-hmm. never got her shine. For me, they work as a fivesome.
Bring back fucking Chelsea Corca.
Yes. I got Chelsea, Aria Paradiso, Aria Crescendo. I always confuse her name. Of the Paradiso girls. Legends on legends. Robin Anton should just step in.
No.
Robin Anton, the Coach Monica of Pussycat Dolls. You know, oh, she's off on the side just being like,
my.
You better hit that fucking pyramid, Nicole.
She's literally the Monica.
Yeah.
And Nicole is Gabby Butler.
Yeah, she is.
And Carmeet is Lexi.
Oh my God, totally. Dueling on the side between scenes.
Mm-hmm. Like the actual queen, but like doesn't get the
yep.
spotlight.
Yep.
Wow. Everything just comes back to cheer.
It really does. I hope you guys watched it after we talked about it for 20 minutes last uh-huh. time.
Wow. The React premiere was their Daytona.
Uh-huh.
And they won.
They did. Very proud of them. I'm very happy. Like, I feel like we had our Dula Peep, and now we have React. And I feel like the tides are turning for us in pop in a way that's more our, we're into.
Yeah, much more our aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need that R9 and that stupid love / whatever anime Gaga shit that she's doing. Well, maybe we won't love that. We'll see. We're going to see on that. We're going to pin in that one.
Yeah. Stephanie Jaramato, as Wendy would say.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good moment, too. She was like, oh, my Stephanie Jaramato.
Yeah.
Very confidently said it. Yeah. That was in reference to her new boyfriend when she put on the gram.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But so yeah, React, high scores across the board. And hopefully that is just the beginning of PCD in 2020 for us. And I hope that the people who are very upset on social media about there not being the other girls will get their wish, and that there will be some more singing. But we'll see.
Can I just say it?
Just say it.
Just shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Shut up. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. I am so sick of it. Shut up. We're all going to be dead from coronavirus in 6 months. So, true. Like, shut up. Watch the video and enjoy it.
Yep.
Carmeet is doing just fine. She looks phenomenal. They're all flipping and kicking and twisting and popping and twirling and twisting. They look fucking good. I am sure that they don't care that they don't get a little moment on the song.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's take their word for it, or their lack of words.
Stop. You're worse than me. I'm telling everyone to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
God, everyone's going to unsubscribe. Sorry.
Right.
You know my point.
Yeah.
My point is that
if,
like,
they're fine with it, we're fine with it.
The world is ending, so just, like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Moral of the story. Speaking of, though.
Oh.
Did you see? Okay. This is probably going to sound really bad, but, like.
Is this about coronavirus?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I knew it.
So I was, like, stressed out the other day. And I was telling myself, I'm like, okay, at least you're not on the coronavirus cruise ship.
Oh,
God. Did you see that story?
Yes, I have.
It's literally
a nightmare.
A nightmare. And it is the same story as, like, Raccoon City with, like, Resident Evil. Do you
right,
know that?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, I know. Yeah.
So to all of you complaining that Carmeet does not get vocals on React.
Take it down a notch.
Just be grateful that you are not stuck on that coronavirus cruise ship, okay?
Honestly.
That's the moral of today's episode of Legends Only.
Things could be a lot worse for you. Let's all take a time to be grateful for whatever parts that we have or don't have on songs, and that we are very grateful for the music that we're getting from our pop legends. And we're wishing happiness and health to all of our listeners.
Yeah. All around the world. Healthy girls.
Get your vitamin C up. Take your multivites. Wash your hands before you talk to anybody or look at anybody.
Yeah.
Wash your eyes.
I take this stuff called Noon.
Oh.
I think it's Nun. It's like Noon or Nunu or something. It's like vitamins and, like, turmeric and, like, echinacea and everything.
Yeah, get
not
into
sponsored.
That.
Yep. It's like a healthier emergency
get
with less
that.
Sugar. I'm on a diet.
Most important thing is just wash your fucking hands.
Today we learned, shut the fuck up and wash your hands. That's a good motivational poster.
Shut the fuck up and wash your hands.
It's like we're walking through,
Grand Central.
Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like live, laugh, love. Shut the fuck up and wash your hands. And then stream React.
Yeah.
In, like, papyrus all caps font.
I'll submit that to corporate. I still have my connections.
All right. Well, all right. Now that everyone's unsubscribed.
Yeah, thoroughly.
All right. Well,
thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of Legends Only. If you'd like to continue to support us, we are also on Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. Really goes a long way in helping us to fund this entirely independent, self-produced production. And otherwise, you can find us on social media at legendsonly_pod on Twitter and Instagram. I guess that's about it. So until next week, stream React.
Yeah. Keep reacting.
Keep reacting. And
is there anything set for next week, like, music wise? I don't think so. Is anyone coming?
February.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it'll literally be Valentine's Day. Yeah. So maybe there'll be some.
Stream Just Love Me.
Stream.
Also, I want to go see Galantis in Brooklyn on Valentine's Day. So.
So T. Kyle's looking for a date.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to go with him to see Galantis, at him or DM him.
Yeah.
And
but, like, actually though,
I'm probably just gonna get a takedown from Christian Carlson being like, he's not attending, and also
you're, like, on the banned list at the venue.
Kathy Dennis says you can't come. Yeah, so we're gonna, fingers crossed that you're gonna be at Galantis with a hot date.
Yeah.
Until then,
I'll be doing that, like, pussy pot move on the floor.
Oh my God, yes.
At the Avant Gardener. I'm like,
well, we'll have to see what happens next week.
Maybe I'll break a hip. All right. Well, enough about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. And we hope you have a wonderful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And, oh, the Oscars were happening this weekend, too. But, like, who cares?
Right. I'll call in if there's something emergency happens.
Yeah, no. I tweeted once. I said, I haven't paid attention to the Oscars since Burlesque was snubbed. And that is not a lie.
No. Why would you?
Yeah.
I only do it for work, and I hate it.
Well, have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everyone. See you soon.
See you soon.
Next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
My Stephanie Giromato.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.